Welcome to another episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast, where we focus on building better businesses. I believe in order to be the best leader that you can be, you must be willing to be the first follower and have a servant mentality when you're in a leadership position. If you want to be the best leader that you possibly can be sure to stay tuned and listen to industry leaders and hear how they built winning cultures in their own businesses.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tactical Friday. You heard from her this past Monday, and she is back with us to share her 90-day habit mastery program. Laura, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
So I'm really excited. I know we talked a lot about, we got really deep into our conversation this past Monday about finding that inner happiness, finding that inner mastery, and really just loving yourself. And a big piece of that is obviously developing habits, like you spoke about, where you are designed and you're programming yourself to go back to these happy points, right? These six habits that you discussed. And part of that is this 90-day mastery program that you have. And I really want to highlight, if people want to take action on the conversation we had Monday, share with us what this program's like, what they can expect, and kind of the journey they'll go through.
Love to. So everybody loves their tidy little shortcuts. And I say this as the CEO of a marketing company, the whole 21 days to habit mastery is baloney. So is 30. I am a bit of a science nerd. You'd never know it by looking at me, but I really geek out for this stuff. So I was like, you know what? I'm really stubborn and I want results for myself. So I originally built this whole program for myself. And I was like, well, I want to, now that I know that all of these things are not just lovely ideas and behaviors, but they're actually mental settings, which makes them mental habits. Shoot, how do I do that? So I started researching, and multiple studies have shown and demonstrated and proved that habits are formed in minimum 66 days. So as a marketer, I'm like, damn, that's going to be harder to sell. Crap. People like their tidy little conclusions and things that are easy. This is not that. Like, if you ever had to force yourself, like I did, to finally floss every day. My dentist yelled at me, you know what? You only floss the teeth you want to keep. Okay, chief, I'm picking up what you're throwing down. No problem. It took like a while of conscious effort and doing it before it became unconscious effort where I went on autopilot. You know, if you've ever been like through boot camp, after a while, there's certain things in there that just become second nature to you. They don't happen in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. They don't. They take a while to become ingrained in you, right? And so looking into this, I realized, we need to actually live in these habits. It's kind of like, you know, again, I'm just going to use the floss because I feel like hopefully everybody that's listening has teeth and can relate to this. Right?
I make no promises on that. We're in the South. You never know.
Legit. Okay, fair point. Okay, maybe at least you have your teeth in a jar. Maybe you should still get the corn out of them. I don't know. Go with it. Come on. But like the thing about, you know, acquiring the habit of flossing, you need to actually do it in order to acquire the habit. So when you do the 90-day habit mastery program, you're living in the light side of all of these habits. You are, for 90 days, you are being kind to yourself and you're living the joy of how good that feels. And you're motivating yourself from a different place. You become acutely aware of when you're being unkind. You're like, oh, honey, no. Right? You are living in acceptance and practicing what that looks like. And you're identifying these moments when you're generally not prone to accept yourself. You're living in profound gratitude and challenging yourself to really look in every nook and cranny of your life. You're living presently and you are aware of where you're typically checked out and distracted, and you're challenging yourself all the time. You're inviting good for 90 days and you're hyper aware of your negative. And you're like, wow, actually that's not serving me. I think I'm done. You start taking out the trash and you start moving toward your goals little by little. And you know, the thing about a lot of programs and like you ever start like a medication and you feel better the next day, that's the placebo effect. This is not the placebo effect. When you start actually living these habits, you will start feeling amazing right away because these things are gifts that never stop giving and they don't wait. There's no like, oh, you're going to wait 2 weeks before you feel great. No, you feel amazing day one because living these behaviors feels great. right? And it's not the habit mastery that makes you feel great. It's the habits themselves. And you have to live in these behaviors. But if you want to have a beautiful life and a lifestyle, I say the six habits are a lifestyle. You can't just do these things for a week and be like, that was amazing. I'm all set now. No, you're not. You want to do these things every day. Why would you not want to feel amazing and empowered and capable and joyful and grateful and like fulfilled every friggin' day? I'm training you through the 90-Day Habit Mastery Program to be your own supply of joy. You don't need to write on post-it notes in day like 120. Oh, you have to do this. No, you just do it and you get the benefit of it. Like it's self-perpetuating machines. Like you build this muscle in yourself. So, I mean, I might have built the worst program in the world because I've made it so you don't need it anymore. That's the point. Like, that's the way proper medicine should be, is they should actually get you well so you don't need constant care. That's what I built my program to be, is something where you do the work as prescribed. You do the deep, dark, and ugly looking. You figure out where you are. You get self-aware. You start living in these habits and start to get hyper-aware of yourself and what's going on. And after a while, this is a well-developed muscle. And then you don't need the program because you keep doing it all by yourself. Like, I will tell you what, life has been, shall we say, interesting in 2020 and going forward. And my default is still gratitude. My default is still looking around like, no, I'm capable. I'm good. I got this. Mm-hmm. Oh, my company just got kicked in the balls. No problem. I can overcome. I can pivot like a boss. I got this, you know, and choosing to be present with, wow, oh my God, my husband's having a really hard time with everything that's going on in the world. And I can't believe his company got destroyed. And, you know, that's my default. I am the best wife I've ever been. I am the best me I've ever been. I've been the best boss I've ever been. I'm the best roles I've ever been. And I'm the most constitutionally solid identity I've ever been because I did the work. I mastered the habits. Even though I have ADHD, I still managed to be present with stuff, which is kind of a miracle unto itself. And it's just new mental programming. I changed the programming in my head. New channels, new shows, better results. And you know what? The world is opening itself up to me. I have friends all over the world, friends like you. And I'm doing really cool stuff and I get to inspire people and I get to share joy because the light inside me can no longer be extinguished. And that is what I'm trying to share with other people. That's what the 90-day program helps you do.
So when they sign up for this 90-day program, they reach out to you, they want to start this journey with you. What does it look day to day? Is it lots of homework? Is it sitting there watching videos, interacting with you? What does the actual program look like as far as commitment goes toward it?
It's actually really small. That's the crazy part. So there's a digital program that you can do, like it's entirely on your computer. Me, I'm more of an analog person. So that's the way I built it. So you get the program day one, you submit your order, and I mail you a book that for 90 days, your job is to keep it with you or keep it on your nightstand or something. And it takes you literally 10 minutes to be with where you are. The whole point of the book and all of the things in it is, yes, you're supposed to fill out these things that like I said, you can either do it online or you can use the book. I'm more of a book person. The point is that you're supposed to be aware of it all day. And the more you fill it out and the more you think about it, like the program prompts you to think about what's your plan for tomorrow? Where will you be most likely to be weak in this area tomorrow? And let's combat that now. And what it's doing is it's setting yourself up to expect to win. You know, you think about different things differently. You take a look at where you're being kind to yourself, where you're not being kind to yourself, and you're setting yourself up for success for tomorrow. Same thing with, you know, acceptance and like everything with, you know, each of the six habits has a different method of pulling itself into your psyche and changing how you think. So in terms of actual writing, maybe 10 minutes a day, maybe. If you take forever to write and you write real slow, maybe 15. But for me, I love doing it because I would just keep the book next to me. And when I thought of something great, I would just write it down whenever. So it wasn't like 10 minutes all lump sum. I would just do it throughout the day. For me, that worked better because I was more able to be hyper present with all of this stuff. There's also a million success tips in there. that help you succeed despite yourself. You know, like pulling in a buddy, having some accountability people, and giving you specific strategies on how to do it. But the whole point is to make it so, and just picking on one of the habits, when you are looking at presence, just as one of the habits, you're aware of presence all day. The program trains you to be aware of it by asking you about it, making you think about it, making you plan for it, looking for your weak spots, and then planning to be successful. So it sounds like really big. It's not. You just have to build the muscle to just look for it, work on it, and keep it with you all day, every day.
And that's what I really wanted to highlight. A lot of folks, when they hear 90 days, right? Like you even mentioned it. Oh man, that's a marketing nightmare, right? Trying to like say, hey, it's not an easy. but when you start looking at the value attached to 10 minutes a day, right? Devoting 10 minutes a day to yourself for this type of progress over 90 days, is that really that long of a commitment, right? Like 90 days is like no time over the course of 90 years, right? And I really wanted to highlight that piece of it. And I really like that. And another thing I want to throw out to the audience is you have a resource that is a happiness quiz on your website. They kind of highlight maybe where you're at. And it's something you can do quick and easy to kind of outline these goals. Can you describe that a little bit to us?
Sure. I was actually interviewed last week by someone who said that they tried to game the system and answer the answers that he aspired to versus like real honestly. And he's like, yeah, I totally screwed myself over. I'm like, yeah, except no one's judging you. Just answer honestly. Like you think you know the correct answer, answer the true answer. And if you really enter that quiz, and it's, I think it's only like 20 questions and they're really quick, it'll take you like probably 3 minutes. It'll give you some insight into, oh shoot, maybe I'm not as happy as I thought I was. Maybe I'm just living on autopilot and maybe I am ready for a change. You know, asks you questions about areas of your life perhaps you've never ever considered. And it's really important. So then you get the result, and the result will give you some insight into what would be a good fit for you going forward. Some people are actually genuinely happy and kind of live in the mastery of these habits already. I mean, take a look at the most successful people in the world. You know, you can tell which ones are really super happy and the ones that are really super not. And sometimes the most successful people in the world you'll never meet because they don't give a shit about money or fame. They just want to sit someplace in the jungle and just love on themselves.
I definitely encourage the audience. I know I did it myself, and it does take only about 3 minutes. I mean, go through, click through, look at that. It's kind of a, like you said, it's very interesting because it's not necessarily just talking about things that you would consider on a quiz like that. So I definitely encourage everybody to go check that out. It's quick and easy. Check out the 90-day program. Of course, the book. Remind everybody, what's the best way to get a hold of you, find more of your content, and of course, hunt down that book along with that cat that is walking across the camera. That's perfect timing. Perfect timing.
You can't have the kitty, but you can have the book. So if you go to thesixhabits.com, the word six is spelled out, T-H-E-S-I-X, habits.com. You can check out the 90-day program. You can get the book as an ebook. You can get it as a paperback. You can get it now as an audiobook. And I'm so excited. So if you enjoy the sound of my voice and you'd like to hear it more, telling you all about habits, you can listen to it now on Audible.
Just like that. I love it.
No, I just like to screw with that. So yeah, if you go to thesixhabits.com, that's a great place to like jump into it. Definitely do the 90-day program, because I am telling you, you know this. It's one thing to know something. It's quite another to live it. I can tell you the secrets of the universe, but if you don't apply them, who cares? And here's the truth. 90 days from now, you're still going to be alive. And you can choose the version of 90 days from now you. You can either be 90 days from now, the same, or 90 days from now, awoken, living your best life, fully like tapped into all of your potential and beginning the journey of building the most amazing, epic life you've ever wanted to. And it all comes from within.
I absolutely love that. Definitely encourage everybody, go check all of those resources out. They'll be in the show notes, quick and easy. Check it out. Laura, thank you so much for your time.
Truly a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast. And I hope you got a ton of value out of what we talked about today. I also want to remind you that this show is brought to you by Knight Protection Services. If you're a leader in a small to mid-sized business that does $5 to $10 million a year in revenue and want to improve retention costs, which could actually add up to being twice your employee's salary, all through creating a safer work environment and saving up to 25% in insurance costs, be sure to visit nightprotectionllc.com.